Brisbane's B105, 21-8. It's Stav, Abby and Matt.
Try and get some sleep.
I don't like to sleep.
Sleep, it's so important, but so many people don't get it. And there's these new books out that are really, really funny. The Sleep with Kip storybooks are out now, and it's by the Murdoch Children Research Institute. So they do amazing work. And I say it's really funny because there's one book like Slug Dad and Monster Mum, and it's all about what it would happen if the girl goes in before 6 a.m. And they're like, she would turn into the monster mum and she wouldn't be able to do this. I'm like, yes.
So it's teaching children not to wake you up.
Not to wake you up, to sleep through the night, to go to bed by themselves.
Oh, swing us a copy, please.
But if you've got any questions about sleep, this is your opportunity to ask an expert, 131060, because we have him on the line, Sam Holt. Morning.
Good morning, Bris Vegas. How are we? Mm-hmm.
Australians aren't sleeping enough, are they?
Does anyone ever sleep enough?
No.
I think it's a global problem. If you've got kids, you can compound that.
I'm going to go first with the questions. Is it true that the sleep before midnight is more important than the sleep after midnight?
Well, a bit of a disclaimer here. I'm not a clinician. I'm just I just help out the Murdoch Children's commercialise their research. So Professor Harriet Hiscock, who put the book together, she is the sleep expert. So look, I mean, when it comes to medical questions, I'm a complete idiot.
Right.
Good to know.
Well, from what you've read, you know.
Yes. Well, look, I think all sleep matters, but it is definitely about how much deep sleep you get. And so, you know, there are so many factors that influence sleep. And what we've tried to do with these books is to give mums and dads and kids the tips and tricks that they can use in the home without the help of a doctor. To give their child the best chance of understanding how to sleep well. And they specifically address the big problems, what we call behavioral sleep. And that falls into three buckets. Getting your child to sleep, keeping them asleep at night, and teaching them to self-settle. So if they do wake up, which all kids do naturally, they can put themselves back to sleep and stop them waking you up at sparrow's fart.
Because there are a lot of things that people do with their children that seem like the right thing to do, but are actually the wrong thing to do, right?
Spot on. I've got three kids, 17, 8, and 4, so I probably need my head read other than the kids' book. But that said, for sure. I mean, you know, we do the little things to help our kids get to sleep, whether that's lying in bed with them until they fall asleep. So there's a whole strategy. One of the books specifically addresses that. How do you break that bad habit that you've got into as a parent, even though you're trying to do the right thing for your kids?
I remember Googling, it would have been like 2 a.m, the Murdoch Children Foundation like research, and they were talking about controlled crying because they'd done a lot of research into it. And that's a hard one, isn't it? Because it's got such a negative connotation because you're like, you don't want them to cry throughout the whole night. But they had done research about whether they will ever remember. And I'm like, oh, yay, they've actually studied. Yeah. Like, will my kid hate me for life if they're 6 months of age and I'm trying to let them just, you know, settle for 1 minute before I come back
in? And they're like, yes, but not for the sleep thing.
I mean, parenting, as you know, is a minefield in terms of people. It's like politics, take one side or the other, and control crying is one of those, as is breastfeeding versus formula. The great thing about these books is we're in a safe space. We're talking about kids 3 to 8, and everyone concurs. Everyone's on the same side. Let's get them to sleep so that we can all get a better sleep.
I just love that you use the term sparrow's fart. God, that's a great saying, isn't it?
Well, mate, I'm 50, so I'm just about 50, so I think I'm old enough.
I'm 35.
Come on, that's bollocks. You used it all the time, Sam. You never just decided at your age you're going to start coming out with those cliches. No.
Well,
you've used
it. You guys are up at sparrow's fart every day.
We are. We're actually up before it. Yeah, but I know if I hear the sparrow's fart, I'm late, Sam.
Gotcha.
It seems very confusing here in Queensland, though, because it was 4 a.m., completely dark. I was leaving the house and a kookaburra was going, and I did feel like, I know you're laughing at me, that's hilarious, but there was a sense of smugness that it's going to wake up the rest of the neighbourhood. I was like, you go.
Do your thing. Well, sleep is very important. Sam, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thanks for having me on.